Wisconsin's Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is calling for an investigation into how the state's election was handled. On Friday, Voss directed the Assembly Committee on Elections to investigate the election operations. His request comes as President Trump and other Republicans claim that widespread voter fraud is responsible for giving Joe Biden a victory, despite a lack of evidence. Laurel White is WPR's state capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, what are we hearing from Speaker Voss?
So Speaker Voss put out this statement on Friday afternoon, and he said that he hopes that the committee, the elections committee, investigates, quote, the inefficiency of Milwaukee's central counting of absentee ballots, as well as the removal of voters from the rolls who no longer live there. That was as specific as he got in his press release. He didn't mention any other specific instances of voter fraud that he wanted the committee to look into.
Now, the inefficiencies of Milwaukee's vote count, you mentioned Milwaukee counted, well, you and I know we were up on election night. Milwaukee counted late into the wee hours of the morning. That's in part because they got a lot of mail-in ballots and state law didn't allow them to start counting early, right?
Absolutely. So Wisconsin state law doesn't allow the counting or the processing of absentee ballots until polls open on election day. A number of other states allow election workers to do things like open the ballots, you know, smooth them out, just kind of do those early stages before they feed them into the machines. It sounds silly that it takes a while to do those things for absentee ballots, but when you're talking about tens of thousands of ballots that you can't begin processing until 7 a.m. on election day, the time just kind of stacks up. And there are a variety of things that have to be done to the ballots. You've got to check them for different requirements. They've got to be checked against the poll book. Like I said, taken out of the envelope, smoothed out, fed into the machine. If you've ever experienced a paper jam, when you've fed paper into your printer, that can happen with the ballots. If that happens, they have to go through a time-consuming process dictated under state law about how to recreate that ballot, with a number of people observing. So it's a time-consuming process. And election officials told us for several weeks ahead of election day that they expected it to go late into the night on election night or into the next morning as it did.
What's been the reaction to the speaker's call from various interested parties?
So the chair of the elections commission in the assembly is Republican Representative Ron Tussler. He said that he's going to move forward with the speaker's request. He's hoping to have the committee meet soon and start issuing subpoenas. The committee has subpoena power to get information about the elections. Tussler said in an interview with WisPolitics that he believes this is about transparency. He said that he believes that there are a lot of folks across the state who think the election or who thought the election was going to go one way. It went a different way. He said, and this is a quote, he said, "We just want people to understand whether their candidate won or lost. It was a valid and fair election." So GOP chair of the committee there kind of talking about what he thinks the purpose is. Meanwhile, Democratic state lawmakers have been pretty sharply critical of the speaker's call for this investigation.
Talk to Laurel White, WPR state capitol reporter, about Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's call for an investigation of Wisconsin's election. And now we have this in a release today from Republican Representative Joe Sanfilippo. So he raises some issues. We can get into those in a bit. But quoting here, "If an investigation shows these actions affected the outcome of the election, we need to either declare this past election null and void and hold a new election or require our Electoral College delegates to correct the injustice with their votes," end quote. Are a lot of Republicans talking about the possibility of overturning the result of the state election?
I haven't heard of any other Republican state lawmakers other than Representative Sanfilippo making that kind of statement.
What are some of the concerns that he raised? And these are some that you mentioned with Speaker Voss. The idea, and this has been a big topic of conversation, these voters who are supposed to be removed from the rolls according to one order, it was making its way through the courts. What ended up happening with that?
So this is a case that we've been following for a long time at WPR. It's a case that actually went before the state Supreme Court in late September. The court has yet to issue a ruling in the case. essentially what it comes down to is allegations that the Wisconsin Elections Commission hasn't been following state law for a time frame in which people who may have moved in Wisconsin or out of state need to be removed from the state's voter rolls if they don't respond to a postcard that's sent to them asking, hey, do you still live at this address? We have reason to believe you don't still live at this address. Under state law, there's a small time period in which someone needs to be removed from the voter list. The Elections Commission instead approved a period of time based on experience that they had with voter roll maintenance in the past that allowed up to 2 years for people to remain on the voter rolls if they didn't respond to that postcard. So there's been some pushback saying that they needed to follow the law. The Supreme Court arguments got pretty wonky. It came down to who actually has the power to remove people from voter rolls and who doesn't. But the bottom line is there hasn't been a ruling from the state's highest court about whether the Elections Commission broke the law or not. There was no legal requirement before the election that the Elections Commission needed to take action, or other state officials like municipal clerks, others that have a role to play in maintaining the state's voter rolls, needed to remove people from those rolls in Wisconsin.
And there was also an issue raised on that press release about indefinitely confined voters being able to request absentee ballots without voter ID. You let me know that was resolved back in, that was an issue back in the primary time?
Yes. So this is an interesting case in which Dane County Clerk Scott McDonnell and back in the spring, Milwaukee County Clerk George Christensen issued some guidance about what it means to be indefinitely confined as a voter in Wisconsin. If you mark yourself, if you identify as indefinitely confined, you don't need to meet some of the typical requirements for issuing or for receiving and casting an absentee ballot in Wisconsin. They said because of the COVID-19 pandemic, people feeling more limited about leaving their homes because of the pandemic could say that they're indefinitely confined. Republicans pushed back on that in Wisconsin and said that was too broad of an interpretation of what it means to be indefinitely confined, and that it was an attempt to get around some of those requirements for absentee voting, most particularly the state's voter ID law and the voter ID requirements for absentee voting. So in the spring, the court agreed that McDonald's guidance, that this guidance about absentee indefinitely confined voters was too broad. The clerk withdrew his guidance and has clarified it from that point forward. There's been another kind of follow-up on that to the court, the Wisconsin Supreme Court. They heard further arguments on that in September. But up until, you know, between the spring and the general election in the fall, the Wisconsin Elections Commission issued guidance to local clerks and to voters saying, this is the state law about what it means to be indefinitely confined. This is how you interpret it. And that's kind of the framework that everybody was operating under for the election, was what state law says it means to be indefinitely confined.
In our last minute or so, Laurel, what are you watching for now in this post-election period?
Well, right now, Wisconsin is in the process of doing the county canvass, which is that kind of double check of all the election results before it kind of moves through the process of things being officially certified, made in from unofficial results to official. So we're going to watch that process for that to conclude. Once that concludes, there's the potential for the Trump campaign to request a recount, which they said that they were going to do. So we'll keep an eye out and see if they do indeed do that. And if they do, it looks like we'll have another recount to report on in Wisconsin. So just kind of watching these procedural steps as they play out.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White is WPR's state capitol reporter. She joined us to talk about Assembly Speaker Robin Voss calling for an investigation of how last week's election was handled here in the state.